As food costs spike for the second time in 3 years, the London-based Oxfam International Organization released a report today saying increasingly frequent droughts, floods and changes in agricultural patterns from global warming will add pressure to what the agency calls as an already broken system. Andrew Askew is Oxfam UK campaigns manager.
So Oxfam's Grow campaign aims to mend the global food system, which is buckling under the pressure of climate change, rising food prices and a shortage of land, water and energy resources. We have almost 1 billion people now hungry every day, and governments and businesses need to act, and all of us can help make that happen by joining the campaign. So this is not about putting a small sticking plaster on a separate emergency that comes up that we might highlight. This is about solving the problem for the long term. So Oxfam's launching the campaign to really tackle that global food crisis that we're facing.
Those billion people, are those the same billion people from day to day? Let me ask the question a little differently. Are we dealing with a series of acute hunger crises? Are we dealing with chronic hunger? Are we dealing with both? And how do the responses to those things, which aren't necessarily going to be the same, work themselves out? Do you find that there's going to be a logistical issue and an organizational issue of being careful to, you know, not work at cross purposes, as it were, at least as much as possible?
So I think it's a mixture of all of the things that you talked about. I think, though, what's really clear and what our report and our research is highlighting is that this is the first time that we're facing this global food crisis, and it varies in different places. I mean, in most of the countries where we work and places that I visited, for example, in northern Ghana, in a city called Tamale, the farmers I met there spend up to 80% of their earnings on food and basic provisions. Now, when you're talking about spending the majority, if you think about the majority of your earnings going on those very basic foods, that any sort of price rise is going to cause you major issues within feeding your family, and these are sometimes not the poorest people, and then so you have a gradient going down for where the poorest people are really suffering and who are least able to cope with the kind of shocks that cause these food crises.
To what extent is the issue one of stability, and what better tools than a real level market playing field are there, if any, to maintain stability?
Yeah, there's always a number of issues that a reason why food prices might hike. I mean, you can have weather events such as a kind of loss of wheat harvest last year in Russia through to kind of increasing food oil prices, which are transmitted to food prices through kind of input and transport costs, for example. Or you might have an issue of biofuels, for example, which is a quite a hot topic at the moment, where essentially we're putting fuel in the tank rather than food in people's bellies. So you can have a number of reasons that causes kind of volatile or high food prices. I think what Oxfam is calling for is we are looking for leadership and for action at the G20 level, at the kind of richest 20 countries, to look at that food system as a whole and look at why these food crises continue to happen and take action accordingly. And the Committee on Food Security have a role to play with that as well, as they meet in October, which is the only kind of global forum that looks at food security around the world. And they too need to look at the marketplace and look at why it is that food prices keep rising, and why speculation on food in particular is such a commonplace, and we need to have a more transparent and a more accountable marketplace.
You throw out a few statistics here, which are certainly alarming on the face of them, but how they relate to one another is something that is worth exploring. We start out going through the release talking about the fact that, well, we already have more than enough food to feed everyone on the planet, and yet we are faced with a problem of chronic and acute hunger crises and combinations of them. Then we go down and we have three bullet points, and the last one is that food demand will rise 70% and we are not increasing production. To what extent is an increase in production a major issue, and how do you increase production without dropping prices? I mean, I know it's a nuts and bolts question. What you're asking is to you know, for governments to look into these things. But do you have any broad strokes vision about how these things relate to one another and what you want the action on the G20 level to be?
So I think they're all interconnected, which is I think the really important point to bear in mind is that these aren't in isolation, which is why we're looking at the system as a whole, and what we're asking the G20 to do is take emergency action to look at the global food crisis spiraling out of control. They've got to regulate the volatile commodity markets, reform the kind of flawed biofuels policy which divert food into fuels, and invest in small-scale producers in developing countries in particular, to provide them with support they need to adapt to a changing climate. So those small-scale producers produce food often for the local community and the region around it.
How important are those other things, those indirect things, resource management, long-term environmental policy shifts, etc.?
We absolutely need those long-term sustainable policies that are going to mean that our grandchildren and my children are going to be on this inherited earth that is actually able to kind of live in within its constraints that it has. And I mean, climate change is a classic issue that relates to us all, in the sense of that we need to curb the emissions. We are already seeing the effects of climate change on food, but it will also come into all of our lives over the course of the next period. And if we don't take urgent action at Durban in South Africa to make sure that a global deal is signed, so that there is money available for those people who need to adapt to a changing climate, but it also sets very rigorous targets for countries to curb their own emissions in a sustainable way, that we produce a planet that isn't going to exhaust itself of its natural land, water and resources. People can visit the website www.oxfam.org and find out more about the campaign, join in, spread the word, and ensure that kind of we tackle this crisis together.